you step out of your lodge, a wooden structure rooted on a muddy green and brown hill. The morning sun pierces through the thick green canopy of the Amazon rainforest. Walking down a dirt path toward the village, you stride from stepping stone to stepping stone. As you walk, you hear the crowing of roosters and good morning calls of parrots in the trees. Green plants, dotted with red and yellow monkey brush flowers, spring up around you. They reach for the sun that eases itself between the leaves on its way to the forest floor. Their leaves rustle in the gentle breeze, creating a soothing background for the birds leading the chorus of sound. When you get to the bottom of the hill, you meet your guide for the day, a smiling young woman who has lived in the Amazon basin her entire life. She has much to share with you about the flora, fauna, and people of the area. You follow your guide down the path, her mud-caked boots leaving footprints in the ground. She wears a wide-brimmed hat that is fastened under her chin, shading the glistening light that has made it through the ceiling of leaves above you. Passing by wooden houses, the noisy squawks of chickens reach your ears as children chase the birds from yard to yard. Cacao beans lie on woven mats in the sun, drying. The pleasant, nutty aroma fills the air as you walk by. In a few minutes, you hear the sounds of human chatter and the sprinkling of a fountain as the main square of San Roque de Combaza comes into view. The town centre rests on the slope of the Combaza River. The main square is home to a handful of buildings, several small shops and single-story houses. Locals are scattered around the benches that line the buildings, drinking tea and chatting with each other. Nearby, some children are playing as their mothers walk around, selling fruit, cacao, and freshly ground nut butter. You find a grassy spot to sit in the middle of the square, and your guide places a freshly sliced papaya in front of you. The orange colour of the fruit fits perfectly in the surroundings of the rainforest, looking at home among the orange, pink, and red flowers. The grass is soft and cool beneath your toes as you take your first bite of the fruit. 3,000 native fruit species grow in the Amazon region, and with so much rain, they're some of the best in the world. You can taste the freshness of the papaya as it melts in your mouth. When you've finished your snack, you follow your guide across the square and down the hill to the Combaza River. The river has a cloudy, reddish-brown hue. It is one of the tributaries of the Amazon, which breaks off from the main waterway. A light breeze greets you at the river, as well as the gentle rush of water as it runs over rocks and logs. The water looks refreshing and clear, despite its darker colour. The rocky riverbank leads down to a shallow area of water, where your guide recommends dipping your feet in.